And this is 2001. From the supporters' perspective, I struggled to say that, but I had one sip of beer. supporters' perspective. And what these supporters we've got in front of us, I've got John Mackin, I've got Kev Sampson, I've got Kevin Walsh, just talking a little bit about sheer number of games, first of all, this season. Mackin, you think you did very high numbers.
Yeah, 61 out of 63.
61 out of 63, which isn't bad at all. Sam, when you around there as well?
Yeah, I would be there or thereabouts, yeah. I would have been to most of them, to be honest. I know I missed Olympiacos away. Can't remember why, but I didn't go to that one. But, cracking season, wasn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't think you'd have quite got there, Kev, as a young lad, but it's certainly a season that we're very fond of because, you know, we travelled a lot in this season and felt like we were going a lot more sort of, you know, as a gang, really, rather than sort of begging our dads for lifts.
Yeah. I was just begging for money at the time. I think that was the only reason I didn't go anywhere that season, because I was skint and couldn't go. As a 17-year-old pup, I was what a season to sort of come of age it was. And obviously, me and you started knocking around together, didn't we? And then by the end of the season, seeing our first proper cup win as well. It was boss season.
Yeah, where does it sort of, you know, rank for you guys in terms of enjoyment, I think, first of all?
One of the best. All in all, probably the best. You know, not the greatest achievement by the team, but I think for us, for supporters, probably the greatest European run we've ever had for places to go to.
Yeah. No, it was an absolute grin from start to finish, wasn't it?
Rapid Bucharest in the first.
There was a lot of giggles that season. But in many respects, it reminds me of like Klopp's first, you know, his first season, in the sense that, you know, it was a big rebuilding project, and Julia had been having a crack, and that summer, I think, you know, there was like some serious kind of intent there. You know, we brought in Nick Barmby, you know, which was always nice, like, to take one from Everton. And but for me, signing of the summer was definitely like Gary Mack on a free. Yeah. You know, I think Babel. You know, we got Babel from Bayern Munich, didn't we? Yeah. Brought in Christian Ziege. We, you know, the
left side. There was also a few all over that as well, wasn't it? It took all summer to get him. We had to all the growth and everything.
Yeah. Again, you know, similar to the wranglings with Van Dijk, wasn't there? There was all sorts of shenanigans going on. But Gary Mack on a free, I'm sure we will touch upon as the session goes on.